Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. After more than 100 years, Noah, with the help of his family, has finished the building of the ark.
My children, the time draws near, the darkness that has crept over the earth, the wickedness that has poisoned the hearts of men, it will soon be washed away, but not without sorrow, not without loss. Noah, my grandson, you have been chosen for a great and terrible task. The weight of the world will rest upon your shoulders. But do not despair, for the Lord is with you. He who shut you in the ark will also lead you through the storm. Remember these words, my children, and hold them close to your hearts. Never lose faith. The world will scoff, they will mock, they will call you mad. But hold fast to the promise of God. He will not forsake you. Keep the flame alive. The world will be cleansed by water, but you must keep the flame of righteousness burning. Teach your children and your children's children of the Lord's ways. Let them never forget the lessons of this deluge. Walk with God. As Enoch, my father, walked with God, so must you. Let your life be a testament to his goodness and mercy, even in the face of unimaginable suffering. Rebuild with righteousness. The world after the flood will be a blank canvas. Build it anew, not in the image of the old world, but in the image of God's righteousness. Let justice and mercy be the foundation of your new society. Never forget the cost of wickedness, the price of turning away from God. Let this flood be a constant reminder of the consequences of sin.
Animals continue to come into the ark, and the wicked descendants of both Cain and Seth begin to take notice.
For 120 years, Noah preached that we should repent.
But we ignored him, believing him to just be a crazy old man.
But were we wrong? Look at these animals entering the ark every day.
How does he get them to walk into the ark without running away, without fighting with each other?
Tigers and deer walking in beside each other. Lions and hyenas, not a problem between them.
What kind of magic? What kind of wizardry is Noah performing?
Look what madness Noah's brought. These creatures wild and tame. Has the old man lost his mind? Or are we the ones to blame? Can the world be at its end? Could Noah's word be true? Will there really be a flood to wash all the world anew? Is there judgment coming to cleanse the earth of wicked ways? Nah, he's just a crazy fool. These are just strange fleeting days. Odd as the animals coming down from the hills. Though this ark is after long last finally built, this is still the conclusion of the whole matter. Noah is a fool, and his words senseless chatter.
From the greatest to the least, every bird and every beast shows the wisdom of the Lord. We are right to trust in his almighty word. Come on, Noah. There is work to be done.
Good grief. The lions want to bunk with gazelles.
That's not going to work.
Ham, Shem, I've lost the jaguars.
And that's not good.
The predators go up on deck. But then the prey all have attacks. The hippos want the penthouse suite. The skunks need somewhere they can meet. And don't get started on the snakes. They're giving me the shivers. Spit the monkeys throw. The elephants, they lumber slow. The rabbits multiply each day. The peacocks want a grand display. And someone has to clean it all. It's like the world's worst river. A place for everything and everything in place. But nothing wants to stay where it belongs. The bears and bees are having spats. The mice are running from the cats. And who put tigers next to baby animals?
antelope. That was wrong.
What's happening in here?
That was wrong. The giraffes complain their roof's too low. GMs, the porcupines keep popping beds. The beavers try to build a dam. Ja Fox's scheme to get ahead. The otters flooded deck B. The owls won't sleep at night. The horses need more hay. The woodpeckers won't stop. We've got to get organized before we all go crazy. The meek with meek, the wild with wild, the clean and slightly hazy. But every time we make a plan, some creature starts a fuss. We're running out of room up here, it's them or it is us. The doves are peaceful, that is true. But have you heard them coo and coo? All day and night they never stop until you want to. Keep it clean! The crocodiles need water deep. The sheep need counting when they sleep. The cats all want the highest perch. The bugs keep having endless search. A place for everything duck and everything in place. Watch out, we're trying to keep order while we float in need pairing, the bears need bearing, the hares need having their own special spot. But just when everything's arranged, someone moves and not again. So if you think your job is tough, remember our predicament with creatures great and small enough to drive you straight to sediment. We'll sort it out, we'll make it work.
My friends, my neighbors, for 100 years, I've warned you of the judgment drawing near. You've mocked my faith, dismissed God's holy word. But look, can you deny what you have heard? These creatures come by instinct drawn to save. They're kind from waters of a worldwide grave.
Old fool, your rambling predictions mean nothing.
The sky is clear, there's never been a flood.
Time has run like sand between our fingers. While you turned away from heaven's grace, now the hour comes, God's patience lingers. One last moment in this sacred space.
I've watched you turn from light to shadow. Seen your hearts grow hard as stone. Each year the darkness growing deeper. Each year the mercy shown. But now the time for choice is over. The gates will soon be sealed. The rain will fall, the floods will cover all that you would not yield. This is children's children will remember the choice you make today. When waters rise and storms surround you, will you still turn away? The ark stands ready, God is waiting, His mercy still. Those who'll change their hearts,
be continued.